the road.
Okay. And if you've been traveling and still had about 500 miles to go, you'd say you still had a...
Still had quite a ways to go.
And something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place. You'd say, oh, you can find that just about...
Any place.
And if someone slipped and fell this way, you fell over...
Backwards.
In this way.
Falling.
And if you've been fishing and I asked you, did you catch any? You might say, no. What the one?
I didn't get that question.
Well, if I asked you if you'd caught any fish, you might say no.
No, they wasn't biting today. Or...
Did you ever say I didn't catch nary a one?
Oh, yeah. Nary was a good word.
How would you use that?
Well, I didn't catch nary fish, so... I guess depending on the subject you was on, but that was a good word from where I was from, near woman.
Uh-huh. And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say you did what to it?
Cleaned it off.
And wheat is tied up into a...
I don't know that much wheat.
Well, what about...
I mean about that much wheat.
Uh-huh. What about fodder? You tie that up into a...
Don't mean anything about it either.
And talk about how much wheat you raise to an acre. You might say we raised 40.
Still.
Well, measuring it in by the bushel. You say we raised 40.
40 bushels?
Okay. And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
I'm not familiar with it.
And say something, there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us. You could say we'll have to do it, or you could say you and...
Well, you and... Today you'd say maybe you and I have it, but you and me.
Okay. And if you're talking about some man in yourself having to do something, you say... Would you say me and him, or he and I, or how would you say that?
Well, if I didn't catch myself, I'd say me and him.
Okay. And you say, he doesn't want just you or just me for this job. He wants...
Both of us.
And if you knock at the door and somebody asks who's there, you know that they recognize your voice. You might say it's... If someone asks who's there, you'd say it's...
Huh?
Huh?
I'd say it was your friend.
Or, no, if it's you at the door,
you'd
say it's...
It's me.
Okay. And say if I ask you, was that John at the door? You'd say, yeah, that was...
Yeah, that was John.
Or if you don't call his name, you'd say, yeah, that was...
Yeah, that was him.
And if there's a woman, that was...
That was her.
And two people.
That was them.
And talk about how tall you are. You'd say, he's not as tall as...
He's not as tall as I am.
Or I'm not as tall as...
I'm not as tall as he is.
And he can do that better than...
He can do it better than I can.
And... If you'd been out to, say out to New Mexico and hadn't gone any more west than that, say New Mexico is what west I've ever been. New Mexico is?
That's the farthest I've been west.
Okay. And if something belongs to me, you'd say it's?
Man.
And I might say, this isn't mine, I'd ask you, is this?
Yours.
Huh?
Yours.
And if it belongs to both of us, it's...
Ours.
And to them, it's...
Theirs.
And to him.
His.
And to her.
Hers.
Did you ever hear people say his'n?
Yeah.
Yorn?
Yeah. Yourn? Huh? I've said it myself a lot of times.
And Say there's a group of people at your house and they were getting ready to leave. You'd say, well, I hope what come back again. I hope.
Hope to see you soon.
Would you say you if you're talking to a whole group?
Y'all.
Do you ever use y'all as just one person?
Yeah, I guess I have.
You use it just to mean one person, or?
Y'all usually would be used as maybe a couple, but if it's one person, you'd say drop back by or come back when you're out this way, stop by, see me, or what have you.
And there was a group in your house.